Welcome to the Peace Growth Here podcast. I'm your host, Yelena Theofilatos, with my Blooming Heart Hypnotherapy and Coaching. And this is a place for you if you're looking for business strategies, emotional wellness, advice, and stories from fellow ladies entrepreneurs. Welcome, everybody who is listening to the Peace Girls Here podcast. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Today, I have a friend of mine, even though we never really met, but we really created a beautiful connection. She is in UK and I'm in Hawaii, and it's Mercury in retrograde right now, but somehow technology is cooperating as of right now. So may it be so for the rest of this episode. And I would like to introduce her because that's what this episode is about her journey and her wisdoms. Because as you already know, I truly believe we can really learn from each other the most. We can learn from self-help books. We can learn from variety of sources, blog posts, but stories of people and what they have overcome and also what they do in their daily life to keep themselves healthy and going. I think this is where the gold is. So my butcher her name, which I'm trying not to do. She's an astrologer. Her name is Anna Dudley. And if I just butchered it, please feel free to correct me. And thank you so much for coming, Anna.
Oh, thank you, Elena. And I'm wondering if I pronounced your name right, but that was perfectly said. And thank you. Oh, thank you for inviting me. I'm really, as you say, I think stories are so powerful. And yeah, we can learn a lot from them. And so, yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Thank you.
Yay. Thank you so much for resonating with that. So you already know what I'm going to start with because we just went over this. The questions is exactly, the first one is exactly about the story from your life where you overcame something perhaps, or maybe you got a realization or learned something about life yourself that is ultimately is maybe have not like totally made you into who you are right now, even though feel free to share one of those as well, but definitely has contributed to you as you are and in your business right now.
Oh, that's a great question. Oh, there's so many things that come to mind, but as I was feeling into this before, it's I'm going to go deep because that's my way. why not? I think part of it was an experience for me was back in 20, oh, it seems so long ago, 2015, no, 2016. I was living in Australia, in Sydney for a year. And it was just, to be honest, at the time I was questioning everything. I was working in for Selfridges. It's a big fashion department store. Well, it was a fashion brand, and I just was not happy, and I just was like, there's got to be more to life. Like, this is not what I want to do. So I was very spontaneous, and I handed in my notice and like booked a ticket to Sydney. And it was a big moment because I'm a bit of a wandering soul and I have this spontaneous, restless nature, but I just knew I needed to change something big. And at the time I felt like, I felt like going to the other side of the world would sort of solve my problems. Of course it didn't, but the grass is greener mentality. But actually it was probably one of the most isolating times of my life. And you can move to a beautiful place with beautiful beaches and scenery, but if you don't have people around you that you love and that you connect with. Like, that is a really, isolating place to be in. And I didn't, I was working a lot of jobs. I was working in hospitality. I had no routine, so I wasn't really meeting people from work. I wasn't, it seemed really hard to kind of make any sort of friendships out there. And actually, I was with my partner at the time. Like, we went out there, but I still felt so lonely. And yeah, looking back, I think I was in a depressed space, but somehow I was, telling everyone back home I was okay and hiding behind this facade, but they never realized, And I sort of being this chameleon, because I thought, what's the point of sharing that I'm struggling with them? Like, they can't physically do anything. And yeah, there was many moments out there, but there was one moment, and it's funny when I reflect on this, is I was working in a cafe or something, and I was like, I'm done with this. Let's do something else. And in my sadgy, spontaneous nature, I thought, oh, I saw this job as a door knocker, which was horrendous. Anyone that knows about that, it wasn't for me. And I just thought, oh, let's try something different. And anyway, within, I think, 2 weeks of doing that, I ended up with shin splints, which was super painful. And I was like going full on in the gym as well. And I was obviously walking a lot on the pavements, which wasn't helping. I was in so much physical pain. Like, I literally couldn't walk. And so, back then I didn't understand about, the spiritual path per se and everything. But I was like with my leg up on the couch, and I couldn't do anything. The physio was like, you need to rest your legs. And I ended up, I think I was binging on MasterChef a lot, actually. I was obsessed with it. And I was like doing a lot of cooking. And anyway, I ended up one day hobbling to the library, which was very close. And I just remember being so drawn to the library. And I didn't really know why. And then I, stumbled down the, what you call it, like, self-help section. And I was looking at all these books and like, oh, this is interesting, really questioning, what is my purpose? Like, what are my gifts? Like, what am I really here to do? Because ultimately, I always felt, I wanted to help others, and I didn't know how. And I didn't want to do something that felt superficial, like the cafe work was just to, just to make enough money. And so, yeah, it was really, I really am grateful for those shin splints now, because, it opened a doorway into, okay, what am I doing? Like, what is my purpose? What brings me joy? And I think I would call it, I was in this really dark night of the soul period, and I needed almost a wake up call, and I think that was it. So yeah, it was a really profound time, but it made me realize that even those darkest moments, there is always, I believe the universe is always guiding us. And I think that's what was happening with my shin splints. So, yeah.
Ah, wow. Thank you so much for sharing that. I wonder, of course, how many more people, maybe you, the listener, right now to this episode can relate to how, like, physical illness or obstacle of those sorts can sometimes be the wake up call that we need, even though, of course, we would rather somehow wake up without it because it's not exactly pleasant. But it sounds like, yeah, you've been on a journey some time now, and this is that time was when you took more of a deeper listening approach to what your heart was desiring, that path of helping others, path of deeper fulfillment. So my guess is that you found it, or maybe you're still kind of in the process of, of course, always growing and changing and modifying it. But the little that I know about you tells me that what you're doing now is, or, and I'm saying it because I know that you've been kind of rebranding yourself in a sense. Correct me if I'm wrong, like what you're focusing on. But maybe you could share about like where you're at now, and maybe even connect it somehow with what you realized at that time in Australia.
Yeah, it's oh, it's funny when you say I'm rebranding because, yeah, I mean, to be completely honest, because if I can't be honest with the listeners, to me that is important to be vulnerable and truthful, is I have been in this really yeah, vo like a void space over the summer, and it's been tough. It's been, I've had to look at that. The shadow self, and when I say the shadow self, because that term seems to be used a lot, is the hidden aspects of us, the parts of us that we think are so ugly and so shameful and just so all-consuming, that actually when we look at those parts of ourselves, we can create space for them, space for it all, and be more embodied humans, more authentic and more truthful. And so funny telling you this story because I feel like it's come full circle around to, I had to go through this kind of void again and I guess like dark night of the soul period again to deepen into myself and like what I'm here for and letting those facades fall away about like, oh, I've got to prove something to the world. And that's, I think, what I was stuck in a little bit with my astrology practice is like, oh, I'm doing this because I want to prove I'm worthy rather than finding that worthiness inside of myself. Yeah, and I always find this fascinating because, of course, astrology is, it always blows my mind, is what's quite interesting is when I that whole experience when I was in Australia. Now, when I looked at my astrocartography map, so basically it's your natal chart is mapped onto the planet, mapped onto the world. And I look back and I can see that my Pluto line is going straight through Sydney, which blows my mind, right? Because Pluto is all about like the dark night of the soul. It's about shedding the layers that don't feel that feel like superficial or false, and like really having that death and going through that death and then rebirth cycle, which is exactly what I experienced. And yeah, it's come full circle really. Yeah, so that's kind of part of the work that I'm doing in my astrology practice now, is really focusing on like the shadow self and helping people integrate that, yeah, within themselves. And of course, I've had to do that myself. So I always think the universe is guiding us to, the challenges that we have to overcome and work with are also what we're meant to teach, and is part of our purpose. So yeah, it's fascinating.
Shadow work and astrology. This is how I'm now conceptualizing what you do. But of course, feel free to clarify and extrapolate. Let's say someone is listening to us now, and they, we all have some shadow work to do, humans, but this person is actually kind of aware of that. Most of us, we just it has to like come over us one day, but some people like really in tune, and maybe this person is, and maybe they're also curious about astrology and how would you introduce you to them as like what can you help someone who wants to do this kind of deep work but also want to have an astrology lens to it?
Yeah, it's a good question. Essentially, I would describe it as, astrology works on like such a deep level of the psyche. So obviously, there's different forms of astrology, but my focus is more of a like psychological lens. And I'm not a psychologist, by the way, but the archetypes and the symbols in the chart, they're all aspects of us. So what I love, and I guess to illustrate, is these archetypes have an energy, they have like a blueprint, and they initiate us, they play out in different ways in our life, in different like relationships, in our soulful businesses, in the way we live. And as an example, I'm going back to my whole the Dark Night of the Soul period, and had many more, and I'm sure people listening might relate to this. But as a manifestation, I can say I've been working with Pluto more and more. So Pluto, let's kind of broaden the perspective. Every planet is an archetype and has an energy, so there's a myth attached to it. And to illustrate, like Pluto is the myth of Persephone, and she, in that myth, she gets initiated. She's and it's quite it's quite an intense story, because she gets abducted into the underworld, and she has to stay there for 6 months of the year, autumn, winter, and then she rises for the spring, summer. And so you in that with that sounding like conceptual, in with that story is a as a that story just helps to unlock these parts of our psyche. So that experience in Australia was me having to shed these layers of who I thought I was, to find deeper truth and to find that deep soul kind of knowing within me. And I've had, of course, in astrology we can look at transits as well, which are the cycles that move, are affecting everyone collectively. They also interact with the energies you're born with. And I've had a lot of now experience of Pluto, because I had Pluto transiting my sun's and Saturn, which essentially means it's the energy is moving over my sun. And so my sun is my ego self, my conscious mind. So I've had to deal with, like, again, stripping away all the layers of like, or who I think I am and who I actually am, if that makes sense. So it's kind of unraveling, and you see these energies, playing out in your life. So part of that was me, as an example, Pluto's moved over my north node. So if I look at my chart, in the last few months, I've been questioning my soul purpose and what I'm meant to be doing. That's the north node. So it makes sense why I've been shedding the facades and the things that don't feel right. So I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it's interesting how we can use that information about what the planets are doing at any given moment and what kind of planetary, so to say, archetypal energy we're born with and what does it mean, how all of those bits and pieces interact, and how does it express itself in our embodied living, because it, like what you said, it can give some insight into like, oh, why am I going through this particular period of time, like the void that you were referring to. So it sounds like it's a tool that can provide clarity and kind of help people Makes sense. Out of what?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's like confirming. I was talking to a lady earlier, and it's like, you realize when I was what, 26, that, oh, okay, if I'd known back then, I'm not going through a midlife crisis or whatever age I was. I was just, Pluto was, the line was through Sydney. But I didn't know that back then. But, it's so helpful to know that these energies are, I believe, like molding us and shaping us to be, yeah, more embodied people and move back into a space of wholeness, which is, lies when we strip away those conditionings and layers. So yeah, working with the, I think working with the archetypes in like a conversation, like in astrology reading, it gives them space to be like liberated. That's how I would describe it, because the things we are actually really driven, we don't realize. Our unconscious mind, as you'll probably know as well, right, is just driving everything we do, and we're not aware of a lot of that, and it will control us until we go, okay, this is this thing I feel really shameful about. I'm going to give that space because it has a voice too. I think also even the voice of fear can be useful, because it's protected. It has some wisdom, even though those dark emotions have wisdom. So I think it's freeing them up so they can all be expressed. In a reading, is really helpful.
It makes sense in terms of what you were saying about the shadow. And I'm really kind of like want to go deep on that. And at the same time, I think it's about the time to ask you my last self-care related question. But what I'm just going to finish my comment there. I
Please.
learned like what you were saying in the very end about bringing all of those archetypal energies in and letting them express so they release in that way. It's like this is how shadow is integrated, is by us looking at it instead of it's like hiding in the dark and bringing it into the wholeness of our being. And of course, where my psychological mind, my background now comes in. It's like, oh, that sounds like a lot like Jungian, I think, if I'm
Yes,
pronouncing
yeah. Yeah.
psychology. Yay.
I was going to say a quote by him, but I always forget them. But yeah, there's he says something about there's gold in the shadow, Essentially, there is, I always think there is wisdom within that unconscious, in our unconscious mind, because there's a reason why we want that thing that we think we don't. Like, I've been exploring a book that is really edgy, and some of you may have heard of it, called Existential Kink. And this is, she's talking about everything you want. No, evidence of having is evidence of wanting. And I was like, that's quite edgy. So everything that you have, is there's something that wants it, even the bad stuff. And so you might need time to take this in, because I did. But when you look deeper, there's something around, even the struggles. Part of us is actually really can get off on the deepest, darkest things. And what I've realized is, I've been doing a meditation from that book, is actually there is so much trapped energy in our bodies when we're in that shame, when we're holding the shame, we're holding anxiety, depression, whatever it is. And I realize the more you can create space for it, the more energy you actually awaken in your body. So yeah, it's an incredible tool.
Again, I can like I'm so compelled to take us even deeper into that, but I'm just gonna kind of attempt at summarize it just very quickly and ask you the last question. What I'm getting out of this conversation, and perhaps the listener would get something else out, but I feel like it's an invitation to look into like what we might be holding shame around and feel heavy, and then think about how we can actually integrate that part, maybe give it some compassion, or just work with it, turn towards it as something that can give you some really interesting gift that you might not suspect of yet. And this way we can actually bring it to the light, to a more of a wholeness and completeness of our personality as a whole. And if you really wanna, like, two ways you can go about, you can definitely talk to Hannah about it, that if you like really, ooh, astrology would be a beautiful way of exploring that. And you can also you look into Jungian psychology, which out of those two paths, I think talking to you would be faster and more effective at the moment, just because Jungian psychology is so deep, and it's probably takes a lifetime to, not to say that your work is not deep, but just remembering like, oh, Jungian psychology, yeah, okay, buckle up, because that's
Rabbit hole, right?
yeah, it's a deep dive. So yeah, thank you so much for sharing all of that. How about if we have like about 5 minutes, so it's not really that long of a time, but still, maybe you have an advice or two in terms of like how to care for ourselves as ladies, like what kind of a maybe a mindset shift that you've been integrating, or kind of a daily thing that you do that helps you to stay sane and grounded.
Yeah, thank you. And thanks for summarizing that, because it's always nice to hear that reflection from somebody else of what you do. Because often I find it hard to put into words. So yeah, that was useful. It gave me clarity. Yeah, I feel like, well, there's a few things coming to mind, but I will keep it brief, don't worry. The first thing, which within my void space, I really came back to simplicity. And, meditation is something I've practiced for years. And actually, just a side note, that's something I bring into my sessions with clients to help integrate those archetypal energies. And just sitting with myself in silence every morning has been very healing and grounding. So, as a tip, and it can feel, you can feel resistance is literally giving myself space. And I would suggest doing it in silence, even if your mind is busy. The more you do it, you'll be able to sink into it more deeply. And just really noticing what is there, even if it's like going back to the, integrating the shadow, if it's like anxiety. Okay, sit with the anxiety. Maybe it's fear, or maybe it's, beautiful emotion like love or appreciation. Like, just really, again, giving it space. And, some days it might be that I sit with myself for like 5 minutes. Sometimes it might be half an hour. It just depends. And again, this I've noticed, depending on what part of the cycle you're in as a woman, is interesting. Because my luteal phase, and on my, menstruation, I can go much deeper, whereas my spring, summer, I'm very restless. So yeah, just I would say do this if you try this, just do this with curiosity, like, what is here? And there's nothing to fix or solve. It's like just breathing with it and giving it space. It somehow dissolves. That's what I found. And it's really allowed me to soften into my body, actually. And I got a beautiful reflection yesterday from a client that I did some sessions with a couple of years back. And she was like, she was like, "You're much softer." And I was like, "Oh, thank you." That's beautiful. And I really believe it's from this meditation practice that's helped me be in a more feminine, softer state.
Thank you so much. I feel like it's a beautiful moment to pause and yeah, even though of course it's a beautiful tangent for me because I also meditate and I'm just going to add my vote towards this beautiful practice. And for all of you who are like curious about meditation but not there yet, like I'm just going to tell you right now, you can start with 5 minutes. You can start with 1 minute of breathing and being with yourself and see what happens. You don't have to do however many minutes immediately, like from the get-go when you start your practice. But honestly, if I would give one advice, that would be also meditation. So we're definitely in sync there
Love it.
as well. Well, I want to thank you so much for coming and making the time. It's evening for you, morning for me. It's a kind of, again, light and dark. We are bringing them in together.
Yeah, I love it. Thank you. And that's interesting, you're saying light and dark, because I feel like this deeper wisdom seems to come through at night. So this is meant to be. And I'm my luteal phase, so I like to go deep in my luteal
Oh yeah, please let's talk about all of that. I've been talking about cycle and where we at and how it affects us more in just like conversations with various ladies in my network, and it's really cool just to like talk it out loud. So yeah, please take care of yourself. Go deep, go light, whatever that floats your boat on any given day. I want to suggest that to all of our listeners as well. And before we finish for today, I just want to dedicate the merit, which is the positive energy generated by this podcast, to ripple. I want it to ripple into the rest of the world to benefit every being somehow in whatever way I can't even imagine. But this is just my hope. Thank you again so much for coming.
Oh, thank you. That gave me goosebumps. Thanks for having me. It's been beautiful.
Yay. Thank you for listening and till the next time.
And if you like this episode, you can help me to spread the word about it. Feel free to leave a review and share about it with a friend. I really appreciate your support. Thank you.